can find nothing but remix for 400 years if you check.
Don't worry, the app
was a number one jam. Damn, if I said you could slap me right here. Get it?
Let's get this party started right.
Right on.
Come on.
What we got to say?
Yeah.
Power to the people, no delay. Make everybody see. In order to fight the powers that be.
Fight the power.
All right. It is the Radio Courtroom Show. My name is Norm Bond. I'm going to be sitting in today for attorney Michael Cord, the angriest black man in America. And so I am happy to sit in with you and kind of fill the big seat for the attorney as he handles a lot of the business that, you know, Michael Cord handles. So I'm honored and privileged to sit in and take your calls, interact with you, share some information here in the Radio Courtroom Show right here on 900 AM WURD. So we'll be with you for the next hour. If you're here in the local market, you can reach us, of course, at 215-634-8065. The toll-free number is 866-361-0900. And of course, you can reach us online via the web at www.900amwurd.com. As you know, when you listen to the Radio Courtroom with Michael Cord, you get expert legal advice, powerful historical, cultural, and political information. And I'm often in the show bringing you the Bond Report with information on economics, social justice, and politics. And I'm going to do some of that today. And this time I'll have some opportunity to interact with you, take some of your calls, give you some feedback, get some dialogue going on some of these important issues that are facing our community, particularly looking at the African-American community, not only here locally in Philadelphia, but across the country, are some of the issues that are going on. And there are so many that are hitting us at this time of the year, whether you're looking at social justice, economics, politics, even as we look at a lot of the legal issues. So there's a few things we're going to get out today and kind of get some input from you on. And also we're going to have a guest joining us later on in the show. We're going to be hearing from James Ololo. I'll share some more information once we get him on and he joins us. So again, we want to thank you for dialing in. Let some friends know, let people know to dial in, listen to us online and give some information. And, you know, we are here to bring solutions to the table also. We don't want to just talk about the problems. Everybody can talk about the problems, but most importantly, what are we doing to enact some real solutions? What are we putting out to counter some of the things that are impacting the black community, whether it is locally, regionally, or nationally, or even internationally? One thing that I'm going to put out before we, I'll get in a few issues in terms of social justice. I know a lot of you may have heard of or should hear of the case of Renisha McBride. Renisha McBride, she's out there in Detroit, Michigan. She was killed, as some of you know, earlier in November, and she was murdered by Theodore Paul Wafer. He's a 54-year-old Caucasian male, and she was a 19-year-old African-American. And the case he's now been charged with second degree murder, as in this case. This is Theodore Paul Wafer. And it's interesting because it's bringing to mind some of the circumstances around the Trayvon Martins, in the sense that this is a woman, a 19-year-old, who apparently rang Theodore's doorbell in the early hours around 4 a.m. And he apparently opened the door, one of his doors, and then shot her through a screen door, a locked screen door at that. And, you know, she's now dead, and he will be facing a court hearing in December 18th to see more about the charges and if this will go to a court and continue with further charges. So he's currently out on $250,000 bond. So this is a case, like I said, where some are looking at some of the racial implications, some of the social implications. And of course, we know when you get into the legal system, you know, things get drawn out. And of course, we have to get the facts, you know, to the case. And I want to hear what you think about it, because of course, we're hearing the story that race is not an issue in the case. But when you have a 19-year-old African-American woman, I mean, and you have a white male, she was out in a part of Detroit called Dearborn, which is out really a suburban Detroit. It's like if you're in Philly, I guess if you went out to, say, Devon or Wayne, you know, it wasn't Detroit proper. And of course, another interesting thing that's been coming up is they've said that, you know, her blood alcohol level was above the legal limit, as well as they found the trace active element for marijuana in her bloodstream. And then, of course, comes this issue. It seems whenever black folks seem to get killed, the decedent ends up going on trial, you know, because even if she had these things in her system, you know, certainly that's not a murder sentence. So this is something that we want to keep our eyes on. It's something that we see across the country. You know, this was another incident where an unarmed African-American, you know, comes to a door or rings a bell or is walking back from a store and winds up getting shot by someone. And of course, Michigan is another stand your ground state. So we're going to follow this case and see how it unfolds. We all know what happened with the Trayvon Martin case. In fact, we know that George Zimmerman, who was acquitted in that case, is now out on bail for another incident that he's had. He's had several run-ins with the law since being acquitted. So the thing is, as we look at these issues, you know, you get some who say, well, you know, black people need to be more careful. We need to be more, you know, responsible in our actions and so forth. But what do you think? I mean, is how can you account for every situation? You know, we know the Trayvon case. Now we're hearing this case. There's another case where a guy, you know, rang a doorbell and the police actually shot him 9 times or 10 times, you know. So how can you, what advice can you give young people or even older people if when you are, we used to say driving while black. Now you don't even have to be driving. You could be ringing a doorbell while black. You could be coming back from the 7-Eleven while black. So what do you think about that? And is that something that black people need to behave in some type of way? Do we need to dress in some type of way? Do we need a neon sign above our head? Like what will it take to reduce these incidents? Because it always seems that it's always a black person on the receiving end of that, the murder. So we've got that case that's happening. Mr. Wafer was just charged on Friday, and it took a while. You know, there was, again, social pressure brought to bear because it was a case where almost a month went by before he was actually charged. So that's something that, you know, we definitely want to get, you know, some of your input on and see what you think about that. That's Renisha Marie McBride out of Detroit, Michigan. Another case, this is not necessarily a legal case, but it's something that I think kind of speaks to some of the issues we're seeing happening in terms of economic crimes, as I call them, that are happening, where you're seeing people just do things that speak to a sense of economic desperation. Out in this was out in Texas, Houston, you have four women, young women, you know, who were, you know, between the ages of 19 and 24, who were arrested for stealing $15,000 worth of human hair. Yeah, I said $15,000 worth of human hair. What do you mean human hair? Well, what these sisters did was they went into a store, small business, black owned business there, and they were looking at the hair on the rack and asking questions. And when the owner went back to retrieve some hair that they had asked about, they actually did like a smash and grab and grabbed weaves off of the racks of his store and ran out of the store. It was four young women. They've now been arrested. They've now been charged. There was it's all was caught on surveillance tape. And you look at that and you say, well, why would you, one, go into a place and snatch this hair when obviously there's a surveillance camera? Maybe they weren't obvious. But in any event, then the compound, this, they went to sell the hair on social media. They went and marketed the hair, the stolen hair, on Instagram and started putting up pictures and offering the hair for sale. And that's really how they got busted, because someone came to the proprietor and started saying to him, well, you know, you got robbed. And, you know, he said, yeah, well, how do you know? Well, we've been seeing your pictures of your product all over Instagram. So for those of you who are not familiar, Instagram is a photo sharing service, one of the social media platforms. And that's how these young women got apprehended. So this is a case where, you know, you look at the economic desperation. Some of these crimes that you're seeing people commit are just like really, you know, not well thought out. You're seeing them, you know, just go into the banks and just go into any type of place that might have some cash and snatch it. And, you know, today we're in an era, this is the information age, we're in an era of surveillance cameras. Everyone, you know, most people are walking around with some type of a smartphone or smart device, and they're able to record it. So even if it's not the owner, you know, you've got cameras on the street, you've got cameras in people's homes. So why was, knowing that that is the case, what would drive people to do these kinds of economic crimes? You know, it seems like there's a lot of desperation and a lot of people who are just not really understanding, or maybe they don't have the marketing skills. Maybe, you know, they feel kind of hopeless in terms of the hair. The owner said that this hair was at like $150, a bundle of the hair was like $150 to $200 per bundle. And the business of hair, it's a huge market. It's a $9 billion industry. Lots of money being made from manufacturing, distribution, retailing, fashion. You know, we see a lot going on, of course, in that. But many of us, as in other industries, don't understand the business side of it. And that's what, you know, we really need to get an understanding of, is how do we participate in the business side, and not by doing, you know, silly crimes that land you in jail, but how do you actually get in and get involved in terms of being a producer, being a manufacturer, being an owner? And I think what happens often is we see these things come at us and we want them, and it stimulates the desire, but a lot of people don't have the skills in order to generate revenue, in order to actually participate. So we start doing, you know, little petty crimes like this one here, and it ends up winding you, you know, and where these sisters are now in jail, photos up, you know, really wrecking the rest of their life, you know, with these types of crimes, you know, being committed. So we want to talk about that. One of the solutions that we've been putting in place, we're planning a summit, actually an international black hair summit, to talk about some of the business issues on that. And you can find out more, one, about this case, or it's on the website Black Economic Development. If you go to blackeconomicdevelopment.com, you can find out more about that. So what do you think? Give us a call here in the studio. The number is 215-634-8065. Toll free number is 866-361-0900. The website, www.900amwurd.com. This is Norm Bond. I'm sitting in for attorney Michael Cord. If you called in expecting to hear Michael Cord, he will be back on the air on Sunday, as you know. But today, you know, I'm sitting in, filling in with him, taking your calls. Haven't had a chance to talk with you in a while. So if you want to give me a holler here in the studio, we can do that. And, you know, see what you think about some of these issues that are going on. Another thing that we're seeing going on, of course, around this time of year is the increased shopping and spending that's going on. We've got a lot of that going on. We're seeing it. A lot of people have noticed the commercials are coming out earlier in the year. There was a time when you would see these holiday commercials after Thanksgiving. Now you're seeing them, it seems like, after Labor Day, you know? So we want to talk about that as well. We're going to get into that a little bit more. But before we do, what I want to do is, I mentioned earlier that we were going to have a guest joining us. And the guest I'm mentioning to you is someone who's actually going to be joining us from Belgium. James Ololo is his name. James is based in Belgium. He actually is a native of Kenya. And this is a brother who is very much involved in terms of business and the issues that we're talking about in terms of economics, in terms of social justice, politics. And he looks at it from a global perspective. So what I want to do is, I'm going to bring him on and get him. We're going to get started with his interview and his sharing. So let me just welcome him to the program. James Ololo.
Yes, now I'm born.
How are you, my brother?
I'm so fine, and I'm fired up. I'm also very happy to hear your voice again.
I am happy to hear yours as well. For the people who are listening in, James, I'm here in Philadelphia. Introduce yourself. I mentioned you're from Belgium. A lot of people may not be familiar with Belgium. And I also mentioned, you know, you being a native of Kenya. And how, and so why don't we start with that? Because, you know, I want people to get some context before we get into, you know, more of our discussion.
Thank you very much. Well, as you have heard, my name is James Ololo. You can find me on jamesololo.com. That is JamesOllo.com. I am the founder of ACP Directory. That is acpdirectory.com, one word. And also afroworld.org.
All right. And James, you're currently in Brussels, okay? Right?
Right, I am in Brussels.
So,
as a matter of speech, I'm talking from you, with you from Brussels. It's 18:20 hours, 6:20 p.m. in Brussels.
6:20 p.m. in Brussels. And now talk about what made you relocate. Well, you relocated to Brussels. You're not originally from Brussels, correct?
No, yeah, that's true. I am originally from Kenya. I was born in a small town, actually, where Obama's father comes from. That is in Siaya, Kenya. And I relocated to Belgium in 1985 to come and study communication in one of the best art academies in Belgium. That is the Royal Academy of Fine Arts, where masters like Vincent van Gogh studied. So I studied visual communications at the Royal Academy of Arts. And later on, I went to work as an art director in charge of communication and design for a Belgian retail store company, Ava Paper, where I worked for 7 years before setting up my own business. Then I went to set up my advertising agency, Graphicom Limited, which I ran until 2012. And then I stopped to do internet marketing on full-time basis. And this is what I'm doing at the moment. I am the director, founder of ACP Directory and afroworld.org.
All right. What we're going to do, we're going to come back on and pick up on and some more detail on that. But what people can hear is that, one, you know, you started out with this, with visual communications, and you're looking at not just the artistic piece of that, but the business side and connecting visual communications into reaching various target markets. And you talk about ACP Directory. We're going to hear more about that, but we're about to go to our break. So what I want to do is save some of that for when we come back. And I want to just let the callers know that we will get back to you. If you want to give us a call, we are going to take some of your calls at 215-634-8065. The toll-free is 866-361-0900. This is the Radio Courtroom Show, and this is Norm Bond sitting in for Michael Court. We'll be right back after this break. On the Radio Courtroom Show, Norm Bond in for attorney Michael Court, and we've been talking with James Ololo, who is joining us from Belgium. And we were talking about how he got into his entrepreneurial path from visual communications and what he's doing today in terms of internet marketing. So, James, you know, we're now coming into this holiday season. I was mentioning earlier before you joined us, and how we're seeing ads run earlier, it seems, in the season. At least we are here in the States. What do you think about the importance of, one, about that timing? Talk, because often I find as a marketer, one of the biggest issues I run into with people is they start too late in their marketing campaigns. Talk about like what you've seen and why it seems these ads are now starting earlier in the season. I mean, it was a time when ads would start, you know, later, like late November, early December. But we've been seeing some of these communications messages even since the fall with layaway and different options. What do you think is driving that?
Well, Norm, what is driving advertising, early advertising, is basically the economy, which has not been very well or very healthy for the last few years. And you can see that Christmas sales, even in Europe, start much earlier than described by the law, because places like Belgium here, Christmas sales can only start after shortly before Christmas. But you see that they're starting earlier because the sales have not been going the way the market desired. So they are given opportunities to get rid of their products for new sales. And this is basically one of the reasons why sales start early. Another one is commercial reasons, which basically is because shopkeepers also want to get their shelves empty before the new season starts. So a lot of aspects here drive commodity sales in pre-Christmas sales.
Okay. And now when you look at this, I know you and I often talk about entrepreneurship and the importance of creating businesses and marketing our products so that we can get our fair share of the revenue that is spent. Talk about what types of tools you offer through ACP Directory as a solution, you know, that allows people to market, those of us who have products, services. You know, talk about, you know, ACP Directory and what that brings to the table as far as a solution.
Yes, ACP Directory is not just a directory or a website. It is actually a marketing tool with a lot of things combined together, which gives small enterprises what we call a communication dashboard, which includes telecommunication, that is telephone, SMS, text messages, and also LinkedIn and Facebook, all these social marketing tools combined. And then another thing which is also very good about ACP Directory is the SEO features. That means that every customer has independent SEO features, which is a very important marketing tool in online business, because we have more than 60 million websites currently online, and it is very, very difficult to get presence. Even to get to the first 10 million is becoming increasingly difficult. So ACP Directory is a tool that gives small businesses, especially the African community around the world, an opportunity to sell their products using ACP Directory, and also to get online with or without websites.
Now, let me ask you this, because you mentioned small businesses and African businesses, and that's really the audience that we serve here at 900 AM WRD. What do you think is a challenge in terms of getting more of our businesses using these types of tools? Because you've got this tool, you know, and you've been doing these visual communications and marketing. Do you see our businesses, these African businesses, really embracing that technology from a marketing perspective? And if not, like, what will it take to get more of them to embrace it, in your opinion?
Well, Norm, that's a very good question. My experience in African community and internet marketing is that we don't really trust the internet yet. And it looks like we're lagging behind, yet the internet is now becoming a multi-billion dollar industry. Sales in terms of marketing through the internet is bringing more advertising on the internet, is going to overtake even television in a very short time. Now, people still want to touch the money, feel the money, feel the goods. They want to see the newspaper ad. They want to hear or listen to themselves on the radio, and they still don't trust the internet. But I I am telling my people, the African community, whether they are from the Caribbean, from the U.S., from Brazil, from Europe, and from Africa, that they really have to invest some time also to learn about these tools, because many times I find that there is also lack of education or lack of the ability to use the internet the way it should be. So this is a challenge we have as African community. We have to be more innovative and also take what I would call risk. Is for me, it's not a risk because I've been using the internet since 1986. So it is not the computers until and since 1986 and the internet since 1990. So it is indeed a risk for a lot of people who don't really know how the internet works. And I also feel specifically that a problem also has to do with the way we look at things. There's a lot of feeling of voodoo on the internet. Like, you know, how come this thing, how do we get money out of it? How do we know that people are going to reach our business? But we at ACP Directory have integrated even the search engines. We've also integrated reports that show you how many people have visited your shop, where they're coming from, how many people have used the telephone, how many people have got in touch with you. All these features are on ACP Directory. So it's just a question of take the risk indeed and start using it.
Okay, well, you're hearing from James Ololo. He is the founder of ACPDirectory.com. He's joining us from Brussels in Belgium. You can give us a call here in the studio at 215-634-8065. The toll-free number is 866-361-0900. If you got a question, you got a comment, you'd like to weigh in as we talk about communications and technology, are you someone who is using the internet and as a marketing tool? Are you someone who's thinking about it? Are you someone who's confused about it and want to know more? I mean, James is over, you heard him just mention, he's been using computers since 1986 and he's on the internet since 1990. So this is a great opportunity to hear from someone who has a long and proven history in terms of this technology. And James, you know, I see the technology, you know, as a way to really level the playing field to some degree for our businesses. You know, when I used to publish a magazine myself, and I remember, as I'm sure you do, when we would have to mail a copy of the magazine and we would mail a media kit and so forth. So you had to pay postage, printing, and so forth. And today, I mean, you can do a lot of this communication by people simply coming to your website, coming to your mobile site, downloading information. So just even in terms of your shipping costs, if you're a small business owner, not and as well as your appearance, because you can do things in color, you can use things like video and embed a lot of this stuff. For small businesses like the ones we're talking about, it seems like this is a great way to level the playing field and help them compete effectively with larger companies.
Indeed it is, Norm, and I really would urge the global African community to invest a little bit more time and get on the internet, because that is where the future is. And if I can just tell you, I think it was on Monday when I went to Germany, somewhere called Herrenhausen. This is where the largest African hair and beauty cosmetics production house is in Europe, and it's owned by an African. I saw this huge warehouse of beauty products, and I think that the internet is just going to open up a global market for this business. And I'm so happy to see that our brothers and sisters, this man is from Eritrea, and he owns, if I may say, the company is called GT World, which is gtworld.de, that is D is for Germany. And he is going to make a breakthrough again in a market which is now dominated by non-African people. So one of the things that we have to do is also identify products and businesses owned by Black people and also go and buy there. I'm not saying that we only should buy Black, but we should look at where our interests are and also where there is return on investment, because for every dollar you give to a Black-owned business, there is something coming back in return. This is one of the things that we have to do as Africans around the world. We have to start supporting each other.
Well, the economics, I mean, that is key. And like you mentioned, I was mentioning earlier a situation that we've seen here in the States in Houston, Texas, where four young women between ages of 19 and 24 actually went into a hair store in Houston, small store. And this is all caught on surveillance video. They actually went in, James, and snatched hair off the shelves of the store and then tried to run out of the store with this hair. And then they went to market the hair. They didn't use ACP directory, James. They used they took pictures of the stolen hair and put them on Instagram, which led to them being apprehended. So, you know, I think they saw the opportunity in the business of black hair, but they went about it in a misguided way.
Yes, but happy they use the internet again. So those are
on the positive side, they're familiar with Instagram, and they saw the power of visual communications.
Absolutely, absolutely. You got to start from somewhere. So, Norm, what I'm also going to do is I'm going to give something for Christmas to all your listeners who have businesses.
Okay.
We want to give them a whole month of free advertising on ACP directory, and they can take the most expensive part of it.
Wow. You said the entire month. At this time, I mean, this is, as we mentioned earlier, a key marketing time. We're here in late November, and to give them a free month would even take them through the holiday marketing and shopping period.
Exactly. And they can use the facilities free of charge. They can use SMSs. They can call them their clients, and the clients can call them back free of charge using ACP directory. So when we finish, or if you want, I can just give you a code. And that code is what you use, or you give to your customers or your listeners, and they should enjoy the experience of ACP directory.
Well, here's what we'll do, James. We'll why don't we give the code, and we'll give it out once, and I'll make a note, and then we'll also have it for later. So, because explain, I think some people, just so that they understand, like ACP directory, there's several levels. There's a free listing that people can get, and where they would just basically list their business and their phone number and their fax. But then there's also, as a lot of offerings have, different levels where you can actually go up to like a silver and a diamond level. So what you're saying is you'll give them the diamond level, which is the highest level, by entering this code just for them being a listener to the program today. You're going to give them a special code they can use, and they won't have to pay for that monthly, 30 days of free marketing.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And I'm going to give them diamond listing, and the code is WDSEY9WI.
All right.
Small letters.
Okay. I'm going to read that back. WDSEY9WI. All exactly. Lowercase. Okay. Right. And so that's a value right there. What's the monthly on that? Like 20 in US dollars. What's that US?
That is worth, $49 a month.
$49 a month. And in euros, James, I know you're a euro guy. What is how many euros are we talking?
We're talking about, 45 euros?
45 euros. Okay. So if you're just joining us, that is James Ololo. He is the founder of ACP Directory, and he's just given us a great offer, a great opportunity. So people will need to go to the website at acpdirectory.com, and then they will be able to put that information in. We're going to go to a break, people. Keep it where you got it. We just gave you $45 listing to help you with your marketing, to help you with your economics, help you with social justice right here on the Radio Courtroom Show. We'll be right back after this break.
America now has the highest rate of incarceration in the world.
And we are back on the Radio Courtroom Show. Norm Bond sitting in for attorney Michael Cord. If you want to go and also check out Avenging the Ancestors, you want to go to the Avenging the Ancestors website, www.avenging.com. theancestors.com. If you called in, you know, wanting to connect with attorney Michael Cord, you want to go to the website avengingtheancestors.com. And also you can reach attorney Michael Cord at his law office. That number is area code 215-552-8751, 215-552-8751, and you'll be able to reach attorney Michael Cord, who we know is always advocating that we apply this legal advice, this cultural information, the historical information that he brings every Wednesday and Sunday right here on 900 AM WRD. And today I've been filling in and trying to bring more of my bond report segment that I bring to you, but bringing it to you in the form of the entire show here. And we've been joined today with our guest, who is a visual communications, an internet marketer, has over 20 years experience in the business, joining us from Belgium, where there's about a 6-hour time difference. So he's ahead of us about 6 hours, but he's taken the time to not only share information, but give us a very valuable offering to help save money. And at this time of the year, we all want to either save money or make money. And he certainly has done that with this offering. So what you would do is go to the website acpdirectory.com, and then he gave us a code that you can enter to actually get your first month at no charge. And we also, we've been talking about the importance of marketing. We're seeing a lot of these major multinational corporations who have launched marketing campaigns early. You're seeing the advertisements earlier, particularly on television and print. And so when you look at this, one of the things that James and I were talking about is, how do we become not just consumers of products, but how do we become producers and owners of product? And James, before we went to the break, you had mentioned this largest hair and beauty products company that you went to visit in Germany.
Yes.
Yeah. And we were talking about that. I mean, that's an interesting industry, because when you look at the hair industry in particular, when you look at the consumers in that industry, that's an industry that's easily 90% and above, African people, from around the world. Here in the States, is about, it's a $9 billion global industry, or some of the numbers I've seen in terms of the revenue. However, in terms of the ownership and in terms of getting access to the distribution channel and manufacturing, we are nowhere near that 90% and above level, So you said you went and saw someone who's actually in that business. And what were your impressions, and what do you see, or what do they see as the opportunity? Because you mentioned taking them global.
Yes. The opportunity that they see, Norm, is what I also see. And I went specifically to tell them that I will want to reinforce their team, because they already have gone very far. And this is one of the things that black businesses must be looking into. We cannot all be entrepreneurs, but we must look at avenues of backing up our businesses. That means that if I am doing something that is very creative and one of its kind, somebody has to come and give me a backup. And this is what other races have done all along. And because as you go along in life, you get tired with many things. I mean, you have personal issues, you have this, you have that. And many times you find yourself alone, like Michael Jackson. So what I went to do in Germany on Monday is to tell this brother, I am here for you, and I'm going to give you a backup. So there is a very big possibility that I will be joining hands with this company, which has more than 16,000 products.
Wow.
To take their product global.
Nice. Nice.
Yes.
Well, we've seen certainly a lot of the major multinationals. One of the things I was seeing, there was a report that came out earlier this year, and I would encourage everyone to take a look. It was a report by Nielsen Media Research, James, and it was done by them as well as the Black Press of America. And what this, one of the interesting things the report revealed, it's called the African American Consumer 2013 report. And one of the things it talked about was this hair category. And it said that actually blacks spend about $9 to $1 in terms of the whole health and beauty aid, specifically the hair products. And one of the things that's happening is a lot of those larger corporations are now looking to rebrand and repackage their product. And these are products that historically didn't represent natural hair, or they didn't speak to coily or kinky hair. They were just general products. But because of the spending, particularly by black women in this category, and because of the interest, the increased interest in natural hair, there's been a decline in the use of relaxers. There's been a decline even in the purchase of the hair extensions. But what these marketed, what these companies are doing is rebranding some of their existing products and putting the words natural on those products, or putting colors on them like, you know, red and yellow and gold, or red, black and green, you know, and then putting these products out so that they can participate in it and maintain their market share and their market dominance even as more people move to natural. These companies are saying, we're not going to sit back and be watch our market share decline, watch these new small manufacturers come up with products while we sit comfortably. They're saying, we're going to rebrand our product, we're going to introduce our product, we're going to get celebrity endorsers, and we're going to continue to maintain our position and our dominance in this market. So you see them looking at business in that type of a way. So what is your reaction, you know, to that, being as you're, you know, you're work talking with a hair company and being in visual communications?
Yes. Norm, there's also more to that. And I'll tell you that there's also a lot of counterfeit products coming into the market, not only in the black hair or black cosmetics, but also in other ways, things that have been started by black people being counterfeited. And this is a good sign. This is a sign that people are starting to respect us. If you look at Dr. Beats, you know the sound system?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Dre, Beats by Dre, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. And not only that, then you look at Hair Fashion Line,
yeah,
which is by Johnson Publications.
Mm-hmm.
This is also, there's a lot of counterfeit products in the market. And like in Europe, the Chinese and the Pakistanis are giving a lot of black business products dumping prices, and many times they're counterfeit products. So there is a necessity also to regroup, reform, and to start fighting back. And like when I went to Germany on Monday, Mr. Girmay from Eritrea, a man, a brother who started working at the age of 17 because he quit school at the age of 17 because of the war in Eritrea. He found himself in Germany and he set up this product. Now, I tell you, they have annual sales of more than 20 million euros.
Wow. Wow. And he started that company. You said he started it when he was, did he start that company at 17 or he started another company?
He started working at the age of 17. He quit school and started working at the age of 17 in Germany because of the war in Eritrea. And then he set up this company in 1989.
Yeah.
And since 89 until now, they have more than 16,000
square feet.
Products. So they have a
product.
Yes, huge warehouse, huge automated warehouse in Germany.
And generating a lot of revenue, you said over 20 million euros.
Yes.
And the euro, so that's even more than $20 million because the euro is still higher than the dollar right now for people that are listening.
Dollars.
Wow. Wow. So there's a lot of opportunity there.
Yes. So what he was telling me is one of the greatest challenge is that there's a lot of counterfeit products and also price dumping in the market by people who don't spend money on advertising.
Now, when you say price dumping, explain that for people. You know, what does he mean when you say price dumping?
Price dumping is if you look at headphones by Dr.
But
Dre,
Mm-hmm.
It costs about $300.
Okay.
and somebody, a Chinese counterfeit, would cost around $100.
Okay. So they dump it, do a low-cost counterfeit knockoff of those headphones, as an example, and put those out into the market.
Exactly. So this is what this black brother is going through.
And so you're saying that with the hair care products as well?
That's with the hair care products as well. If you, hair fashion is a beauty product line,
okay,
from Johnson Publications in the U.S., the Ebony magazine holders.
Right. So they're doing cheap knockoffs of the hair fashion products and then pushing those out into the marketplace. Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
So this is some of the things that we have to deal with. But I look at it as a very good thing. When people start to copy you, it means that you're a market leader.
Yes. Yes. They definitely are. Well, listen, I mean, if you look at the revenue, when you look at some of these companies, you know, and I'm not even going to mention some of these other companies' names, people can find them out easy enough because they're all in the, if you go to the stores, the pharmacies and whatnot, they recognize the revenue potential because they've been getting the revenue. Because if we look at who is manufacturing these products, who is distributing, you know, it's certainly not, the majority of it is not being done by black people. So people recognize the money. I think the question is, do we recognize it as black people and recognize it in a way so that we're not just consumers but actually producers, and not, you know, comfortable just being able to go and buy the products off the shelf, but actually being to own the shelf and put the products on the shelf so that, you know, as you mentioned, other groups, you know, we can actually compete. Like, for example, the beauty supply store is another big distribution channel. And here in the States, even in areas that are majority black, you'll find those stores are predominantly owned by Koreans. You know, that's who owns the beauty supply stores where people are going in and buying the wigs and the extensions and so forth. Yet we are the consumers. So do you see that also as you look in, say, Belgium or Germany where you were? Or are those types of stores where people can buy these products, say that, you know, are they being purchased by or are they, you know, owned by, I should say, Africans?
Yes, that is a big problem. It's, in fact, what you raised is a very pertinent question, because it is a big problem not only in Europe or America, but it's also in Africa. I think it stems from our politics, the politics of recipient. We are the victims. We must be paid back. Somebody stole from us. Somebody raped us. So we are playing the victim, and this is the politics that our leaders have done all the time. So it reduces us to nothing. So wherever you go, you have to be helped.
Mm.
And the Chinese are selling their products, and as long as you are not selling anything, you will always run out of money, because you'll spend all the money that you have.
Yes.
If you don't have a way of replenishing back your resources, you will fall dead. Now, one thing that we are lucky with now is that Africa is emerging as an economy, but not an economy based on productivity or production, but it is an economy based on mineral resources that the world requires. Now, this is a very, very bad thing in terms of, I think that this will create more problems than good, because as long as the economy is not based on labor, I believe, is the biggest agreement the society can have, because even with a child, you give them something in return for what they have performed.
So you're saying that being based on those mineral resources as opposed to the labor, like we're not controlling the labor that might be involved in that process?
No, and as long as you're not a laborer, you will not get the respect.
And we certainly see, like, you know, the additional processing that's being done of the product. So what we're going to do, James, listen, we're going to have to wrap it up right here. But what I want to do, give you a quick 30 seconds to give out your information one more time for people, and then we're going to wrap up.
Okay. Please find us on www.acpdirected.com. And we are giving you the promotional code, which you can use to try our system without paying a cent, no credit cards required. And this is why we want to show you that we are with you in marketing black-owned business around the world.
Thank you so much, James Ololo, for joining us. I'll be following back up with you. We appreciate you taking the time where it is now almost 7 p.m. in Belgium. So we'll be back. And thank you again, brother.
Thank you very much, Norm.
Take care. All right. We want to thank everybody for listening. We're going to be wrapping up again. You can reach attorney Michael Cord. He'll be back in on Sunday. AvengingTheAncestors.com is the website, www.AvengingTheAncestors.com. You can reach him at the law office at 215-552-8751. This has been Norm Bond. I enjoy sharing with you. You can also visit my website at www.NormBond.com and check us out in terms of social media marketing, economic development, and other issues. Until then, we're going to keep it right where you got it. And, you know, share the word, 900 AM WRD, and the website 900 AM WRD.com. Peace.